This episode is dedicated to all the mothers out there, especially ours. And yes, we said this last year, and we'll probably say it every year that we do this, because we love them and they have helped make us who we are. But we are also so grateful and so thankful for the mothers every day that help us just do this motherhood thing. Because although most days we make it look really easy, it isn't always. So thank you, thank you, thank you to mothers, because you're amazing, you're awesome, and we love you. So grab your favorite drink and get comfortable, and happy Mother's Day.
Hey, Susan.
Hey, Noemi.
I'm like, I am super excited to record the podcast. And what did you say to me?
I said,
you're like, you should be.
You should be.
I know, but it's like, you know, I come here.
Why not?
And then I get like super excited, and I'm like yay.
Yay, podcast time.
And welcome.
Welcome. And the one thing we're going to do too, I think, in this new year is that maybe we'll share some of our bloopers, because we act so silly sometimes.
Very
right
silly.
Before trying to get the, make sure that our mic levels are right. So
we
will do that.
We do silly stuff.
I know. It's super fun though.
It is.
Okay. So maybe we do like warm-ups and all that jazz. But anyways, this podcast is ours going into Mother's Day.
Ooh,
big
what,
Mother's
what
Day
What a big day.
This Sunday. So that will be fun.
Well, this is going to be a little different for you and I. Because
it is. We can't say what I'm doing.
No.
Right.
But it's going to be different in the sense that we're not doing Mother's Day brunch, which
yeah,
is
we're
an
not going
to
be together.
Right. And it's an annual thing that we do together and with all of our
friends.
And
yes, and this is something you were hosting the last few years. We talked about it when we launched. So that's what, you know, launched one of our things.
I had the theme and everything.
Yeah. So what ultimately made you decide that you had to take a break this year?
I felt very exhausted,
yeah.
Extremely exhausted. And then just the planning was very delayed.
Yeah.
There was a lack of excitement in my part. Like it started, I was really excited. I had my theme. And you know, I pray over these things,
yes.
Right? And then I was like, okay, this is the theme for this year. And then I even had a cart with, you know, on my phone where I had all the stuff that I ordered, you know, the pink, all the utensils, everything like the flowers, you know, the backdrop. And I never purchased it. It kind of just sat there.
Yeah.
And then I even put on my calendar, like, okay, tonight you're working on the Mother's Day. And then one day hit me. I was like, I'm really not excited about this.
Yeah.
This year I'm not. I'm just, it's been very exhausting for me with some of my health issues. And I just didn't feel it in my heart. So I like to do things from a genuine place.
Yeah.
And the ladies that come to the brunch, I mean, they're our close friends. And some of them really, really look forward to this. And I felt like canceling the brunch was letting them down.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, these ladies also love me and they know how I am. And because I know I was not going to be able to deliver 100% what I wanted to deliver, I said that I'm not going to deliver at all. And I just think I'm exhausted, honestly.
Yeah.
I just feel like I want to be poured into this Mother's Day and kind of just sit tight.
Yeah. And I think that's important for you to have said that you weren't going to do it because you're feeling all of those feelings. And I think as mothers, we don't often listen to them for ourselves because we put so much on ourselves to be whatever for everybody else. And so if anything we can do is be more, take care of us a little more sometimes.
Right.
And sometimes you have to do that. And by taking care of you, you can go, okay, next go around for whatever, you can pour the energy into something else that needed to be taken care of, because we always got 10 million things to take care of, right?
And I think it's also the theme, you know, I turned 50 in January, and you know, that has had a big impact on how I do life and how I show up each day.
Yeah.
And it's just recognizing that sometimes you stretch yourself too thin.
Yes.
And also valuing, you know, the time and the resources and the energy that it takes to do certain things.
Yes.
And I'm very quick to recognize these days where I'm not doing my best and I'm not showing up my best, and I don't suffer from people pleasing as much as I used to before. So it's very easy for me to kind of be like, no, this is not happening. And it was just a kind of transition into,
you didn't feel it.
Right. And this wasn't something like a decision that I did overnight.
No.
I sort of kept saying, okay. And then you know, because it was on my calendar and I would like ignore. And then finally I said to you, I was like, I don't think I'm doing this. And then one of our close friends texted me and I was like, okay, this is the time, because people are already like putting it on their calendar.
Yes.
Let me just, you know, because I didn't have the right words to put. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I'm just going to be honest and say, you know, I'm just exhausted.
Honest is the best policy, especially when you're just like, you know what? I just can't. Sometimes you have to be like, I just can't.
Right.
I just can't.
Yeah.
And if you guys love me, you're going to understand.
And we
love you.
Oh, yes. Yeah. All the ladies were like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Like,
even some reached out to me separately and they were like, what can we do? And I'm like, nothing.
Nothing.
She doesn't feel like she's fully engaged in this.
Right.
And so she doesn't like to do it halfway.
Right.
And so if she can't do it at 100%, she's not going to do it.
Right.
And so that was that. And it's like, okay, cool. And they were like, great, wish her well, blah, blah. You know, everyone was, that's what friends are for.
Yeah.
Right? That's what we're supposed to do.
Yes.
Support each other.
Yay.
So, you know, it will be a different Mother's Day for all of us than the last few years. But I'm, even in speaking to some of the friends, I saw them last night, they're going to find, you know, their own way that everyone's going to still celebrate in some manner. Right?
Right.
It just depends on how you're going to do it and who you're going to do it with. You know, right.
Well, yours is going to be different. We can talk about it. We'll talk about it on the next podcast. But I think, you know, and also for the listeners to understand, sometimes as women, we beat ourselves up when we're like, oh, I made this decision. How is this going to affect other people? Because we're not thinking about ourselves. But there might be some beauty in the fact that this year we're not going to be together.
Right.
Because then it will open up doors for some of the women to probably do something else.
Yes.
That was not planned. So mm-hmm. We always have to be open to the idea that sometimes things happen for a reason. And
yes.
There's other beautiful and great opportunities ahead because this one door closed.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. And we'll celebrate again together at some point, I'm sure, right?
Oh, so of course. That will be you and I were always together.
Yes, that is. So, okay. So mothers. We're amazing. We're freaking the bomb.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Before you say anything.
What?
So, yesterday my husband took me out he was like, you know, the kids were home and he's just like, okay, I'm taking you out to eat. It was a struggle because there was no vegan place. But we happened to just like bump into this like festival, right? Of people like playing jazz, and I love jazz.
Okay.
And so we sat there and there was this mom with a special needs child, and he was older.
Okay.
He looked like he was probably in his late 20s, early 30s. And my husband said to me, because we were sitting at a table, and he says, look at the mom.
Yeah.
He's like, look at you moms. He's like, it's always the mom.
Yeah.
He's like, look at that mom. She's older and look how she's taking care of her adult son who has special needs. And I was like, yeah, well, you know, you guys also do it when you're a good dad. He's like, but not all the time. It seems like you guys don't have a choice.
Yeah.
Where we have a choice. And yes, there are some fathers that will do this.
Yes, yes.
Just what she's doing.
Yeah.
But it's the good father.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, it's not the same thought as he's like, it's always the mom.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was, and this happened yesterday, literally.
Yeah. And I don't think we always get all the credit for just like, I love when people were like, oh, and I think I've said this before too, probably, like, oh, your husband took the twins with him to the shopping mall. Oh my God, that's so amazing. And I'm like, what? I was just in the grocery store with them, and it's not a walk in the park, but I get it. But he's their father, like two and two equals these two. So guess what? Like, but they get so much praise for doing their job.
Right.
Like, and then they'll be like, oh, the mother did X, Y, and Z. We've done, don't even get me started. There was like some other thing too, where it was like, oh, you see where, they're giving all the credit to the person barbecuing or whatever. Like, oh man, you barbecued the crap out of that.
You season all the food.
but who 48 hours before the barbecue was like getting all the plates, getting all the drinks, getting all the cutting up all the fruits, cutting all the vegetables.
Right.
The mom who's not just barbecuing. Like, what? I get it. Don't overcook my meat, but
yeah. But you and I were highly blessed because our husbands are such girl dads. I mean, such girl dads.
Yes.
Like I remember when my oldest first got her menstruation. You know, I'm like, I was in court or something. She couldn't get a hold of me, so of course, you know, Ruben steps in and he's here like buying all the, you know, in the pharmacy buying all this stuff.
I love it.
And then he's like running to the school or whatever. And I was like, that was my thing. I was supposed supposed to do that. Like,
oh, yeah.
I wanted her to speak to me first.
Oh, my God.
And she didn't get a hold of me. So, of course, she gets a hold of dad. And he's like, oh, everything's cool. It's okay. It's okay. And I'm like, no, that was my opportunity. That was everything. She was supposed to tell me.
I'm like, well, so going on a menstruation story, because we're mothers and we can talk about whatever we want.
Is
a similar, like with my girls, I was like, oh, man, I had seen, which I know it's bad now, the Cosbys, but it was a Cosby show. And Claire Huxtable, mm-hmm. her character, had taken, I think it was Rudy, the youngest, and made a whole special day for her menstruation. Like,
right.
let's go have dinner and let's get whatever. So I thought, like, oh, man, when twins get to be this happens, I'm going to make, because I was so embarrassed. I was embarrassed, too.
I didn't tell anyone.
I didn't either. I was up north with my aunt and them. And I think my aunt ended up calling my mom because I like put the tissue in the garbage and she saw it. And I was just like,
embarrassed.
I was like, don't talk to me. I'm so embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed. But so the days come for the twins separately, but very close. And I'm like, okay, let's make a day of this. Like, and they're like, no, it's a period. Like, calm down. Like, everyone gets one. Like, that's their attitude.
And we were so different.
And I was like, okay, well, you don't want to like go. And they're like, you can buy us something if you want, but I don't need to go to dinner. So there's that. But again, like, he's a girl dad too. And he's got to live in this house with these girls.
But
these girls too, man, like this is what to say. I'll say about being a mother too, especially to girls. Listen, I know my girls love me. We talk about, I was just in the kitchen talking about K-pop for a freaking hour about who knows what, because I don't even care about K-pop, but right. I was talking to my daughter about it because she wanted to talk about it and show me all this stuff. And I'm like, okay, I know they love me, but man,
the minute he walks in,
the minute these dads, like, there's just nothing. There's nothing like it. Like, she's, mm-hmm. my one daughter was like practically like, just, I can't even hug them hardly. I'll be like, give me a hug. And they'll be like, oh, stop. Like, you're touching me too long. And I'll be
like, it's not like that with dad.
And I'll be like, okay, well, you just were like sitting on his, like, you just sitting right next to him, just hugging him all the whole time. And so, yeah, these dads are like, oh, mom said this to me. And I'm like, I was helping you with your injured foot and you're still FaceTiming him to try to get him to talk to you. I get no credit here. That's none. The thing. These mothers, we, you know, sometimes I would on the stick.
I wouldn't change it for the world. But
I wouldn't change it for the world. But what's the hardest part of being? What's the most painful part of being a mother? All seriousness.
There's a lot.
Okay.
I think, but I'm going to pick one that's it's close to my heart. I think is watching them grow up and getting ready to leave the nest.
I would agree. And I would add to that in the sense that watching them grow up and do or make similar mistakes that mm-hmm. you saw didn't go, but that you have to let them do it, right? Because, and knowing you can never, like, it's so painful because, like, knowing, like, I can't do it for you. I have to let you do it.
Right.
And then forever, I'm going to just worry about you.
So. Well, also, I think, you know, I lived a different lifestyle than my daughter. So sometimes I just kind of, you know, jump to a conclusion and I'm like, but maybe they're like doing X, Y, and Z. And then it's like, I start worrying and then I start praying. And so it's like you say, it's just learning to kind of sit back and pray that they're not making the same mistakes. And if they do, that it's kind of like they're covered and they're going to be okay. But just watching them like blossom into this, like, you know, they don't need you as much anymore.
Yeah.
And then you're like, you don't want me to make you breakfast?
Yes.
I can't tag along.
Yes. But there are those sweet moments when you are like, oh, you do need me still. Right. Like, no matter how old you get.
Yes.
No matter where you're at. That for me is like the good bond of a mom and a daughter is that I guess when you do it right, you hope anyways, you feel you're doing it right when you know that they're going to call you, even if it's like the something silly. Like I started to make a one of these TikToks that, because it's all these TikToks like, I'm a, I'm a millennial living in a blah, and they just go on about millennial things. Right. And I was like, I'm a girl mom and this is blah, blah, blah. I think I sent it to you guys as a joke because they were like, do not post this. Right.
Okay.
But it was like, oh, I'm a girl mom and I'm going to get a call sometime during some day saying, can you bring me a heating pad and some Midol because I'm having my period
get that all
and
the
I'm
going
to die. Yeah. You're like, no, you're not. You're going to be okay.
Right.
Take a deep
breath.
But
they still call you.
Yeah, but they still call you.
Yeah, Leah was experiencing some stomach pain and she's in college and she calls me and she texts, right? So her father's like, well, do this, you know, because he's like the doctor. I'm like, no, uh-uh. I'm calling her. I'm like, hey, babe, you okay? And then she's like, she hears my voice. She starts crying. I'm like, you need to call 911. So thankfully, I just dropped everything I had.
Yeah.
And I looked at my assistant. I was like, I think Leah has to go to the hospital. So I'm leaving. And then it was like the longest drive because it was like an hour.
Yeah.
You know, she's away at school and it's like an hour from my office. And I'm just driving like, Lord, and I'm praying. But there was something in my spirit that I knew she was going to be okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I get to the hospital and she's there and she's fine now. But, and I'm sitting there. Then, you know, I open my laptop because now I need to continue working. The nurse comes in and she's like, so hi, how are you? And then she looks at me and she's like, and who is this? And Leah's like, she's my mom. And she did say, she's like, I'm an adult now and my mom is in the hospital with me. Like, you're the first person here. I'm like, yep, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how roll.
That's how we're rolling, girl.
Yeah, that's how mothers roll. You call me, I'm coming. Just so you know, no matter what.
Like, yeah. And dad showed up. You know,
of course, dad's going to show up too. Like,
and then she was like, everything's going to be fine. Daddy's here. Everything's going to be fine. I'm like, and then she's like complimenting his outfit. I'm like, you didn't compliment me when I walked in. I'm like, what?
Right, right. Oh my God. They'll be like, did you do something different? Like, what did you do?
And
I'm like,
right. And she's like, you look good with that. Like, and I'm just like, I'm here like out of breath, holding my pee because I'm like rushing.
And she's like, oh, yeah, dad looks really nice. I'm like, gotta love him. You gotta love him. Well, it's so funny because I caught a little like flash forward this weekend because Trinity brings home one of the girls she works with, daughters. She like wants to come spend the night. She spent the night here once. She's like four. She's the cutest freaking thing in the world.
Oh, not in
she
my
kinda
house.
She kind of reminds me of her, but I'm not watching her. Trinity has.
Okay.
So Trin's got to do everything with, like, she hangs out with her, they color, they whatever, and she spends the night.
Okay. And so then, and you're like, this is not my, this is not
yeah,
my
but
lane.
She's so cute. I just want to squeeze her little face off. And so she's over here. This is probably like the third weekend in the last few months she's spent the night or whatever. And so we like get some food and do whatever. I made her pancakes the next morning.
Uh-huh.
But because last time I straightened her hair, because she's got curly hair like us, but she wanted her hair straightened. And Trin's like, you got to straighten it, mom. Her mom doesn't really know.
Oh, okay.
She did, but it doesn't stay. So I was like, okay, I'll do it. So
you're I have experience with this curly hair.
So me and the little girl bonded when they're right. And it just kind of reminded me of like the twins and Sid when they were little. And so I was like, oh, but the flash forward for me in this thing was, so Trin brings her home Friday and she's like, come out and get her out of the car, you know, help me, can you help me get her out of the car, their car seat's not unclicking or whatever. So I'm like, okay, let me go out there. So I go out there and I unclick the car seat and I pick her up and she hugs me and we're both like, hey bestie, because we bonded like that. And then Trin's like, grab her bag. And I'm like, no, I'm only grabbing the child. I'm not grabbing the bag. I'm not grabbing anything else. You're going to have to grab everything. Me and this child are
bonded.
We're bonded and we are going in the house and we're going to go hugging it out. And like, and it just made me think like, oh, this is my future, God willing, you know, this is my future one day.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
With them. And I said, I looked at her and I go, so all the ways that you ignore me, just wait until you have children. This is how it's going to be. I'm going to go to your car when you come to my house. I'm going to say, give me the child.
Right.
I don't know you anymore. I only know your children.
And go in the house.
And go in the house. Goodbye. Bring her crap and let's go. And you can actually leave because this is your child, so you don't have to stay. And I'll babysit. Okay, bye.
So how long was the baby here?
Oh, just until the next morning.
I'm sure the
mom. She only spends the night. Yeah, the
mom. The
mom
was like super happy. That
yeah,
the
mom's younger.
Here.
She works with Trinity. And so it just gives mom a little freedom to, you know, go hang out with her friends too.
Yeah.
And the little girl likes to be, I guess she had been asking to come back over.
Right.
And so it's cute and fun. It just gives us a little reminder of like having a young person in the house and how they were, but also like in I time, said, like a glimpse to the future of like, oh yeah, one day I'll be a grandma.
Oh my goodness.
Hopefully, you know, hopefully. Oh my goodness. A very long time from now though.
Oh my goodness.
Like long time, ladies.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a couple of, a lot of years ahead of us before that, but.
Yes, that would be nice.
What is the one advice you would give someone that's listening that maybe hasn't had children or is planning on having children or even one that has children but they're not teenagers yet? Like, what is one advice?
Well, teenager stuff gets, you know, can get very complicated. So for me, I would say the best advice probably that I received from my own aunt was that you just have to love them. Like, just as you become a mother, learn how to love yourself more. And then that will feed into loving themselves more. And then just loving them as who they show up to be. Because we have no design. Like, yes, nurture, nature, all that stuff.
Right.
But we have really no design in what soul goes into this little human's body. And so it's just there. And they're just who they are. No right. matter what. Like, I have identical twins. And they are not identical people.
At all.
No. And so just finding the best way to look at each of your children as themselves and not like a direct reflection of you, but a direct reflection of who they are.
That's
and
a good
who
one.
They'll be in the world and accepting that. Cause sometimes that can be very hard to do. I've struggled with it. Mm-hmm. And I continue to struggle with it, that just accepting them and, you know, for praying and hoping for the very best and that all my intentions that were good have fed into them. And that is what they lead with. What about you?
Well, I think it gets better throughout time. But I think one thing that I wish I would have known was being mindful that we all bring in some type of trauma into our relationships, whether it's the marriage, whether it's a friendship, whether it's motherhood, and being mindful of that. Because if you're not mindful, then you're just sort of operating out of this one foundation, right? And it's not too later on in life that you perhaps see certain patterns and then you're like, oh, wait a minute. And then, you know, you try to change that and it might be too late.
Yeah.
So I think sort of asking yourself the question, is there something that I saw in my parents that I want to change? And then not just that, but why?
Yeah.
And why? What is it about that situation or that particular behavior that sort of ignites, you know, either anger or some type of feeling in me that now I'm saying I don't want to exhibit that as a mother. That's number one, because I think that's going to start shedding some light into, do we have some trauma?
Yeah.
Because we need, you know, there's no book on how to be the best mom. But I do think that, like you mentioned, when we take care of us, then we are a better reflection of our children. And I think one thing that is very common, we always want our children to do what we weren't able to accomplish.
Right.
And it's like letting go of that idea.
Yeah. Cause sometimes they're I don't want to do that. And
I don't want to go to college or I don't want to do this or I don't want
to. And I'm not here to fulfill your dream.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's so common, especially for me being first generation to go to college, that it's like, well, my daughters, they have to, you know, exceed what I did as a person. And it's like, I forget they have their own lane that they're traveling in. So being mindful not to put that pressure on them, because we may say we're not putting any pressure, but our actions might be different.
Yeah.
You know, we make the things that we say or, you know, the comments we make about other people's children, they're listening.
Yeah. I will say for me personally too, it's hard to take away those expectations of your children and what you want for them that maybe you didn't fulfill for yourself at a time if you hold on to those kind of things, I think, you know, we've both done a lot of work on that part of ourselves.
We have.
But when you hold on to those kind of things and you kind of keep trying to put it onto your children, right? It's just, it doesn't serve any purpose for anybody, because they either they're going to be who they're supposed to be, right?
Right.
You hope that you have instilled enough within them to want to build a good character and be a good human. But separate from that, that doesn't mean what you want them to be.
Right.
As far as like, you want them to be a lawyer or a doctor or whatever, you know, and they're like, I'm going to be happy here. And
right.
And you got to accept where their happiness lies.
You know, my sister-in-law, our nephew just went to the Air Force.
Yes.
And I think he came over to
he
see.
He did. I saw him. I was excited to see him before he left. Yes.
And, you know, so my brother, you know, will come home and he's like, well, you know, you're so blessed, Noemi, because you don't have the issues we have. Like the girls know that, you know, like you don't need Leah, like Leah's in school and she knows where she's going and she has everything planned. And then he doesn't know what he wants to do. And we gave him an ultimatum, you know, like you either go to college or you do trade, or if not, you're going to the army. And, you know, and again, all with good intentions,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
because basically what he was trying to say is, I cannot have someone of his age just work at Dunkin' Donuts for the rest of his life, because then he's like, I feel like I failed him as a parent. So I want to make sure that I guide him somewhere. And it gave me this picture of like, wow, what do you do in that situation where you have to sort of see your child for who he or she is, right? Yeah. But at the same time, you're struggling because you're like, I can see into the future.
I can see past this.
That if you don't get a skill, or if you don't graduate with a certain degree, you know, possibly not everyone, you might be limited. Obviously now we have people making millions on social media and all that stuff. But aside from that, and it was a big struggle. So they tried the college thing and he was just like, the first year, you know, he struggled. He's like, I'm just not happy. This is not my thing. And they were very appreciative because he did put in his work. And then, but there was just something about him. And they're like, okay, well, let's meet with the army. Let's meet with the Navy and all that stuff. And then they just backed off. They were like, you know what? You need to figure out. Like, we're not going to tell you where to go and what to just go ahead. And he took it upon himself, met with different recruiters. And finally, he was like, I'm excited about this.
He was so excited when I saw him. And that's what you want.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what you want your children to be. Because I think we do. And that's the beauty of like saying that they're only 18, 19 or 20, right? And they still have time to make mistakes.
Yes.
They still have, you don't want them to make the same mistakes you made, but you can't make the path for them. And it's so hard as a parent, as a mother, to watch your kid struggle with trying to define who they are and figure out who they are. But that's what this time's for. Yeah. And when I saw him, he was so excited. Excited. So I'm glad that he found it, because I think there's a beauty in like, a person like your daughter, for instance, she knows right away what she wants to do and be, right? And that is just something that's in her. That's who she is, right? And she has you guys as parents. Our kids have us as parents. Other parents have.
Kid is different.
But every kid is different, and these kids still can take time to be like, I'm 20 years old. I don't know what I want to be for the rest of my life. And as we said, you could be many things for the rest of your life. But it's a hard question to say, have the answer at 20.
Right.
But
he tried everything, right?
Yeah.
But I do have to give credit to my sister-in-law specifically and my brother, because they were very consistent in their push. Like they were unwilling. They're like, there's just no way that we're going to let you graduate high school and just sit here and work at Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
And not like try something.
Not have a goal.
Right. Because they were like, so try college. That's not for you. You tried it. We know that's not for you.
Right.
Let's do a process of elimination.
Yes. Yeah.
And I thought that was important, because if you don't do that, then it's like, then he's going to be 25 and now he may be the manager of Dunkin' Donuts. Again, there's nothing wrong with this, but it's, you know, as parents, we have a certain responsibility. So it's kind of like, where do our responsibilities stop? Right. Where and when? And they were pretty lucky that they stepped back at a time that then he was like, okay, my parents are not leaving me any choice here. Yeah. Let me go on my own. And he was struggling. I remember one time he called my brother, like, I can't find the office, you know, where I'm supposed to meet the recruiter. And my brother's like, dude, like, do you have the phone with you? And he's like, oh yeah, dad. And he's like, okay, can you go on your phone? And my brother literally had to walk him through this
we've
process.
We've all had to do that as a parent, right?
That is so simple.
As everybody, yeah.
And now he's like, you see him and he's black. I mean, oh my goodness. Yeah. He is so excited and he's praying for him.
Yes, for sure.
And before I finish, landing this plane, because I seen an array of different skills and stuff, especially in my family. Like, I think society has to become comfortable that not everyone's going to be a lawyer, not everyone's going to be a doctor, and that we need the Dunkin' Donut workers. We need the Air Force people. We need, the lawyer, the doctor, the childcare person, the owner of the childcare. Like, we need, the McDonald's workers.
Yes, everybody all a part of our society. Has yes.
A value. So
and a purpose.
And a yeah. purpose. So, but I think for you and I, what's important is that whatever you choose to do, do it with the integrity, do it with the excellence, do it with the moral compass that we've raised you mm-hmm. to be that good human. And then go, if it's going to be Dunkin' Donut worker, go be serve the best coffee, right? Yeah. Like that kind of attitude.
Yeah. So I think it is hard though, when you, in saying that, going, okay, as a mother anyway,
yes.
to look and say, okay, I got to let you walk that path. But yes. also I think what you said too about your brother and sister-in-law is that thing, I think as specifically for me to speak as a mother, something we can do is say, okay, I learned to know when you should take a step back and let them work through this process a little bit and any like trouble they're having with how they're going to grow, right? But also, I think it's our responsibility to say, here again, like they did, here are some options. You right. need to pick one because you're not going to be sitting in my house eating bonbons while I'm working my butt off and everybody else in this place is working their butt off and you're not doing anything. Doing nothing
right.
is not an answer. Not saying he did. I'm just saying in general, I think that as a mother, that's something, and we're speaking about mothers, I could say that's for fathers, for parents, for whatever, but that's something we need to learn to be like, okay, I'm going to support you in trying out different aspects different things so that you can try to figure out who you are, but nothing equals nothing. So I also have to be your parent, your mother, and say, I see in you what you can't see now. And I'm not going to push you in any certain direction, but I'm going to push you somewhere. I'm going to give you, I'm going to be here cheering. I'm going to be here pushing in whatever way. Maybe it's not going to be so hard right now. Maybe it will be harder later, but I'm going to be here and I'm going to, and yes, you may fail and I can't fail for you.
Right.
I also can't be the winner. I can't win for you either.
Right. You have to.
So you
got to
do all that.
Yes.
But doing nothing equals nothing. So that, and like me as a mother, like I have to be like, okay, I gotta.
I'm with you 100%. I think another tip, if I may, not tip, but another comment as we, what advice we'll give someone. One thing that, and this is something I struggle as, personally, I think sometimes, we feel that our children lack thereof or perhaps not obtaining or not being the person that we hope that they are. We take it as a reflection of our failure.
Yeah.
So if we have a child that, for whatever reason, it's not, it's not excelling like their, classmates. And we put so much pressure on that particular kid, right? Yeah. You need to be the best this and the best that. And it's really because at times we may interpret that kid being that way or, missing something, that means
reflection on us.
Like now we don't want to be on social media saying this now I can't brag about my kid doing this and like the other parent is. So it's like somehow like we failed, right? As a parent, because my child was born this way with whatever it is and he or she cannot be like the other children in the classroom or, in softball or basketball or baseball, whatever it is. And it's like, we have this internal fight with ourselves instead of just seeing the beauty of what God gifted us in this child and sort of putting down our guards and saying, that's my child's lane. That's his life. I'm going, he or she, I'm going to nurture that.
Yes.
And celebrate his or hers win the same way I celebrate this other person's win.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it's like we let society sort of be the dictator.
We do at times. Yeah.
You know,
and
what
keeping up with
means.
The Joneses and
right.
the you know, we've talked about it too, the competition with seeing everyone else's kids are doing X, Y, and Z and all my kids are and I think that plays into being a mother a lot because we want our children to do well. We want them to be successful. We want them to be happy. I want them to be happy. I want them to be healthy. Those are my number one things, right? But I want them to find a passion in life that drives them to want to do something good in this world for themselves and
right.
other people, hopefully too, right? So, you know, that they can make a living at. You know,
yeah.
And
because we're not going to be here forever.
Yeah. Right? And they're happy doing it. Right.
Yes.
So that's important to me. Okay. Wrapping up this Mother's Day one. What?
This was tough.
This is a tough one. We went there, but you know what? What we're going into Mother's Day weekend. We're going to go celebrate ourselves with our loved ones the best way we know possible. So what's something that you think like these mothers should do going into this weekend?
I think they should take out the time to be celebrated.
Yeah.
I think sometimes it's very easy for us to be like, oh, you know, we should be celebrated every day. Every day is Mother's Day because we're working. I'm like, stop it. Just take this one day.
Take all the days. But I mean, but like this day for real, like
for real,
take a moment. If you got, and maybe your celebration is that you want to go sit in your closet with a glass of wine
right.
and look yeah. at Bridgerton for the 10th time.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
Because that's what I'm going to be doing.
No, yes. Well, you got me on this. So last night I was watching again and it's like the repeats. Like why? And I'm like counting.
Get ready,
down.
People. We're,
oh my goodness.
We might have to have a whole episode on
yes,
Bridgerton.
Yes,
oh
yes,
wait, let's
yes.
do a Bridgerton episode. Yes. Yes. Okay. Anyways, that's what we'll be finishing our Mother's Day doing.
Yes.
We're going to be watching Bridgerton until the new one comes out. I'm going to be drinking wine. She's probably going to be drinking coffee.
Yes.
So you mothers, get out there.
Yeah.
Do something.
Be selfish.
Or don't get out there. Stay in your house, in your pajamas,
yes.
with your freaking hairnet on. All like, who cares?
Yeah.
We don't care. Do whatever you want to do. It's your day.
Yes.
Go be amazing.